Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I definitely listened to 6-7 Score growing up for sure. Driving around in the car with my dad, he'd always have it on.
Afternoons on the Score.
Now making his third start of spring. Season ended a little early in June of 2024. 0-2 delivery. Called third strike. Lofton strikes out. Melendez strikes out. Results looking really sharp, and there's one. Swing and a miss, strike three.
Hey, that was a changeup.
That's a really tough arsenal to pick up as a hitter. Another knuckle curve.
Yeah, down the way there. He's cooking on that pitch. I threw the plate to righties in this game.
Did he get him? Yes, he did. 3 1/3, 5 Ks, an out-getter, but he's getting a lot of outs right now.
The hard-throwing right-hander, Ben Brown, is going to be in the Cubs' rotation.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Jeff Passan wrote about it. And Passan wrote about the possibility of Ben Brown being in the rotation. He wrote about it on ESPN today. The best thing I heard all spring from Passan, the Cubs are giving serious consideration to putting hard-throwing right-hander Ben Brown in the rotation's fifth spot. The allure of Colin Ray, who threw 167 2/3 perfectly okay innings last year, is in the high floor. Brown would be a ceiling play. Fitting for a guy who stands 6'6". With a high 90s fastball and monster curve, his repertoire is limited or even better suited for the bullpen, but for someone of Brown's talent, he'll always have a spot as a reliever. Exhaust the possibility that he becomes a frontline starter before resigning him to the bullpen. That from Jeff Passan.
How do you feel about this, Spiegs? Like, what's the, in your mind, how does this play out in the best possible computation for the Cubs?
Well, it correlates with this being year two for Craig Counsell and this being a year of urgency for Jed Hoyer and the whole organization. So you didn't play into the urgency by spending a big pile for Alex Bregman or somebody else. But you did play into the urgency by giving up some real good stuff for Kyle Tucker, and you've got him for 1 year. Now you should play into the urgency by giving your very best arms as many outs to get as possible. And that's where it connects to Craig Counsell. The cut that that Tyler came back with, I think that was Alex Cohen on the call, he used the phrase out-getter. That's the way Counsell thinks about pitchers. By now, knowing everybody on this team as well as you do, I expect Craig Counsell and Tommy Hotovy, but I expect Counsell to get outs with the very best arms as much as possible. That's his calling card. Mm. And that could mean creatively a whole bunch of stuff. Maybe it's a six-man rotation, so you can use Colin Ray when you want. And you'll also use Ben Brown in that rotation, especially early on as you get guys stretched out after your very weird spring. Maybe it's double-decking some starting pitchers for bulk times. I want your best pitchers to get used the most. And Ben Brown is one of those arms. So this excites me as a concept.
That strikeout per nine is...
is outrageous.
It's tough.
And this is a guy who should be getting a lot of outs for you. And here's the thing. Back end of the bullpen, you know, in high leverage stuff, we know Ryan Presley's going to get his chances. We know Porter Hodge is going to get his chances. If Julian Merriweather is healthy, that's a very effective guy in those spots. And maybe you'll use him. I don't want Ben Brown just to be like that middle closer, that fifth inning guy, you know, or that sixth inning guy. I mean, that's useful, believe me, but I think it might have more utility as a fifth or even sixth starter. Think about how many outs you could get from him, more innings that way than as a middle reliever.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the Cubs kind of put all of this together. And I've been saying all offseason that I have a ton of faith in Craig Counsell. And now that he's had an opportunity to really inspect the car, to look under the hood, to check tire pressure, to find out all of the car facts on it, I feel so much more confident about how this season's going to go. Because now he's had his eyes on it, and now he's got his fingerprints on it. And he and Jed can be like, hey, it, like we've been talking about with Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles, now we can start looking at the collaboration part of it, because Counsell is empowered. He is empowered by the fact that he's got 4 years left on his deal, and Jed only has one
right
left on his. So it gives him some power. I'm not saying that he's power hungry and that he's out here, you know, saying to Jed, you're my way or the highway. It just puts him in a better position to talk through some of the things that field managers think about versus what front office people think about.
And because now he has the knowledge that you talked about, Lawrence, and this extra year he's got the Carfax, he should lean on himself a little bit more. Go ahead and lean on, like, if there were times that you bowed to Jed, or you bowed to Jed and Carter, like, if you have a strong feeling now, go ahead and be that dude and go ahead and do it. So I hope we see that kind of stuff. And, like, look, when you see the news of them possibly working on a contract with Lance Lynn, and maybe it won't be Lance Lynn, maybe it'll be somebody else, like, I don't want another low-end starter. I'd rather, let's say they do bring in Lance Lynn, and this goes with what I said yesterday about that idea. Let him be a reliever that just goes all out, and let him use some of the innings that you might use on a Ben Brown or some other person in the middle of your bullpen. Don't give Lance Lynn 110 innings. Give Ben Brown 110 innings. If Lance Lynn can cover 45 innings for you as a bullpen piece every once in a while, then fine. But I want your best arms doing the most.
Now look, we got a couple minutes before we have what I hope is a really fun conversation with Saku Yanagawa. Hit and Run is back on Sunday, correct?
Hit and Run is back on Sunday, sir, yes. Sunday morning.
What are the people going to get with Hit and Run being back?
We will get, first segment, I love to monologue and kind of map out
really
what I'm thinking.
Really?
I know, it's true. I'll do that in terms of my outlook on the Cubs season and my outlook on the Sox season right off the bat at 9 o'clock. And we'll take some calls, man. We got a lot of folks who have come to rely on that time slot for baseball conversation, and they further the conversation. They always do. So I'm looking forward to that. And then a wide variety of topics and new things that I'm going to be doing with Robbie Triano, who's in now as the producer. Got some requests out to the Sox for somebody. We got some requests to some Cubs media for possibly an 11 p.m. Tokyo time guest in the first hour. We'll have to see. But it's going to be a lot of my perspective on Cubs and Sox and national. There's some interesting things going on that I'm dying to talk about, and that's the place to do it. Can't wait.
I'm glad that you get to continue to do this show. We need this show, and I'm glad that you're at the helm of it. It's going to be a lot of fun for people. They'll pick up some. I always look forward to listening to it. Usually, I am coming out the gym around the time when the show starts.
There you go.
So I usually hear that first segment, I'm like, okay, I see where he's going now. All right. And then I'm like, wait, who's going to be on the show? And then I get excited about that.
And we'll do Team of the Moment. Found our footing on Team of the Moment last year and really enjoyed that. So we'll do that along the way as well.
All right, good. Hit and Run, 9 a.m. Sunday morning. That guy is going to be hosting it, and you're going to enjoy it. When we come back, the cultural attaché for the Cubs was down in Arizona to get them ready for their trip to Japan. Saku Yanagawa is going to join us to talk about that experience and his experience as a Japanese-born Chicago comedian. Next, here on The Score.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker.
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Need a garage, machine shed, or barn for your farm or acreage? Work with the best in the industry, the expert post-frame advisors at QSI. In business for over 20 years, they bring dedicated craftsmanship to each project. QSI will work with you to customize your building project, keeping it on budget and on time without ever compromising on quality. You'll have a structure that lasts for generations. Visit QualityStructures.com to get started today.